cries of pork led to a stunning defeat on Thursday, prompting House Budget Committee Chairman Alan Eisen on Monday to challenge one of the main critics.
But if you could just give me one example of a pork project is all I'm asking.
Representative J.C. Kusner of Eminence won't name one, focusing instead on the rushed process Republicans used to get the bill to the floor last week. An answer Eisen dismissed.
I get this sneaking suspicion you're not going to give me one example of a pork project. So,
gentlemen, I'm not going to call anybody's project pork. I'm talking any project that you get into a bill because you have the influence, the connections.
The bill funds many projects, including $31 million for the Ellis Fischel Cancer Center in Columbia, $23 million to ethanol producers, $12 million for Metro Transit in St. Louis, $9.3 million for the new Bell Fountain Center for the developmentally disabled in St. Louis, $4.2 million for a new DNA lab in Kirksville. After defeat on Thursday, Eisen welcomed another chance on Monday.
I was surprised myself that the motion to reconsider, I thought that would be very, very close, and it wasn't even close at all. So I was just surprised on both counts, quite honestly.
The bill received only 68 votes Thursday and now moves to the Senate on the strength of a 117-42 vote. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.